If not the world, we'll settle for education policy. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
The State Board of Education goes into its final round of interviews this week with candidates to be the next Michigan Superintendent of Public Instruction.
This is the first state superintendent in more than a decade.
And this is an intensely political job. And boy, talk about a complicated org chart.
Right. The superintendent, he reports to the Board of Education, which is elected by voters. And the board also runs the State Department of Education.
Right. It's not run by the governor.
Yeah.
And right now we have a Republican governor and a Democratic majority on the Education Board.
But the governor does have a lot of clout in all of this.
Oh,
for
indeed.
One thing, of course, the governor approves the education budget.
He does, and the superintendent serves in the governor's cabinet and in theory at least is the governor's top advisor on education policy.
Right, but in order to get anything done, the superintendent has to balance a lot of competing interests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the board, which is essentially the boss,
right,
plus the governor.
The Republicans and the Democrats in the legislature, local school boards, local superintendents, attendance, teachers' unions,
parents,
business groups. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is one of the most active and vocal lobbyists in Michigan on education issues.
Everyone has some sort of connection to education.
And everyone thinks they understand it. It's like sports. Ask any pro or college coach how much advice they get from people who think they know how to make the team win.
Yeah, but governors, they have a unique authority here.
Another one, they do. The governor may not run the Department of Education, but he or she can reorganize it.
Which is just what Rick Snyder did last week.
Bang. He plucked the School Reform Office out of the Education Department and moved it into the Department of Technology Management and Budget, which is definitely within his domain.
Which will give us an opportunity for me to be more proactive on educational issues.
And let's be clear, this is about control.
Turning around low-performing schools is a Snyder benchmark issue, and the efforts to date have had mixed results. In fact, Democrats have used it as a punching bag.
Cue Democrat Brandon Dillon.
It hasn't worked. It's not going to work. And simply just transferring the functions to the governor is not going to change the fact that the model is broken and doesn't work.
And what does it say that the governor moved this agency just as the Board of Education is getting set to hire a new superintendent?
It's a throwdown.
Yeah.
It's a signal from the governor that he lacks confidence in the board and he has total faith and confidence that he can fix this regardless of what anyone else, including and maybe especially the education establishment, might think.
'Cause I gotta have faith.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.